Yes, that's one thing. We're going to worship God for his birthday. But I do know that one of the exciting things also about Christmas is it's a time we get presents, isn't it? And I guarantee that when all you boys and girls wake up, you're going to be thinking about what present am I going to get today, and you're going to be very excited about it. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret, and that is that even adults get a little bit excited about presents on Christmas Day. We do. We may not make out as though we do, but we do. In fact, to make sure that I got the present that I want from my children, I actually went and bought it. Right? And then I gave it to them to wrap up. And so I'm looking forward to my present on Christmas Day too, because I know it's exactly what I want. And so Christmas can be very exciting because of the presents that we're going to get. But I don't know exactly why we give each other presents, because Christmas, as Oren told us, is meant to be a day when we remember when Jesus came to earth for us, and he is the greatest gift of all. And so we have actually already got our Christmas gift, haven't we? Jesus is our Christmas gift. So I don't know why we still give gifts to one another, but it's here to stay and no one's going to change it. So we may as well just accept that. But we mustn't forget that our greatest gift we could ever receive is the Lord Jesus Christ coming to earth and being born in Bethlehem in that little stable. You know, there was a verse that was said here just earlier, and that's the wonderful verse from John where it says, "For God so loved the world," and so that's all of us, "that he gave his only begotten Son." And that's what Christmas is about, remembering how God gave us his Son. And that's something very exciting and something that we should celebrate. But you know, over the week, when I've been thinking about the gift that God gave us, I started to realize that his gift is a lot like lots of gifts that we get at Christmas time. You see, with a lot of gifts that we get at Christmas time, there are two parts to them. And without one, the other is no good. Let me give you an example of this. This is a present, or a gift. I think Josh bought it with his money. But this is something that he got last year, all right? A helicopter. Now, this is a cool helicopter. It looks good, doesn't it? And see these little things here? You can pretend they're rockets, all right? Rockets, you can fire things at it. But this thing can do lots of things. You see, you get this and you get the remote control, which I'll get in a minute, right? And you can get it to fly around the place. All right, it can fly up, I can fly it all the way down the back, I can go around, see Mr. Phillips is down there, I can land it just on his head, and then I can bring it back up, and I can fly it around and land it here. Do you want to see me do it? Yeah. I thought you might. So, get ready, Mr. Phillips. All right. So you got these little buttons here, and I just got to turn it on. Stand back. Get ready. Something's not going. No batteries. Oh, man. If I had batteries, I'd be able to do that. But you need batteries too, don't you? Do you hate it when you get a present and you get all excited about it and then you go to play with it and there's no batteries and you've got to wait till the next day because everything's shut and you can't do it? Well, you see, there's two parts to this present. It looks lovely. It can do lots of things, but you need the batteries for it to be able to do it. But it's all right. I brought another present. Who wants to get a mobile phone, all right, for Christmas? Yeah, see that? Mobile phone. This is a really good one. I'll show you all the things it can do because it's a Nokia, all right? See, you push this and it pops up, all right? That's pretty good because then you can sit there and play with it like that all the time. Also, okay, it's got a camera, a video, it's got a GPS, and so it tells you where you are. And if you're not sure where to go, you plug it in, put the address in, and it tells you how to get there. And you can actually ring people up, all right, too, on it. So it's got that added extra of being able to ring someone. But I've been told that this is a phone that's different to most phones because it's a Nokia, all right? You know how most people, you can just ring up, so I could ring up Mr. Phillips and say, hello, how you going? All right. This one is so good, I've been told, that you can ring people in space. You can ring astronauts. And so if they're up there, because of the satellite with the GPS, it sends it to the astronauts. Do you want to ring an astronaut? Do you want to see what they're doing up there? Okay, I'll ring it up. Do you want an American astronaut or a Russian astronaut? Because you've got to put in the right details, all right? Area code, all right? So let's ring him up. Oh, wait, I've got to turn it on. It's not turning on. Well, check. No batteries. We can't ring any astronauts. It's got a SIM card. It's just doesn't have a battery, all right? So we could do some marvelous things on this if we had a battery as well. So there's two parts to it, isn't there? And boys and girls, that's just like the present that God gave us. There are two parts as well. It's wonderful that Jesus came to earth and was born in Bethlehem in a little stable. Everyone loves that, don't they? And even people that don't really care about God don't mind singing about it. We'll see that on Christmas Eve. People that even hate God or don't believe in God, they'll get up there and they'll sing about how Jesus was born in Bethlehem and how that's all wonderful and exciting. And that's good. But if Jesus was just born and then disappeared, well, then Christmas wouldn't be that good at all. You see, you need two parts. Just like you need a battery to get that helicopter working. But we need more than one. But just like you need a battery to get the helicopter working, so too there has to be another part to God's gift, you see. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But that wasn't just giving him in Bethlehem, that was also giving him on the cross. And because of that, it goes on to say that whosoever believeth on him should not perish. That means we don't have to go to hell and be punished for our sin, but we can have everlasting life. And you see, because Jesus grew up and he died on the cross, we can have our sins forgiven. And that's like the power, that's like the battery to the gift. It makes it worthwhile and makes it be able to do what it's meant to do. And because of that, when you have Jesus coming and being born, and then Jesus dying, and they're joined together, then God can do some wonderful things for us. It means that he can take us to heaven when we die, because he can forgive us our sins. If Jesus never died and he was just born but not die, he couldn't forgive us our sins. But because he did die on the cross, God can forgive our sins and all the things that we've done against him. That's good news. And then he can help us to live the way that he wants us to live here on earth. And then when we do die, then we can go to heaven to be with him as well. And so because Jesus not only was born, but he also died on the cross, it makes the gift so much more exciting. If we got this gift here, the helicopter, but there was never any batteries, although it looks nice, it wouldn't be a very fun gift. You need the batteries too. And because Jesus not only was born, but he died, that makes the gift so much more exciting. Because I know I can have my sins forgiven, and that's good to know. And each one of us can have our sins forgiven. And boys and girls, this year, if you get a present and you have to put a battery in it, I just hope that as you're putting that battery in your present, you might think, That's a bit like how Jesus died for me. Yeah, I'm glad Jesus was born, but I'm also really glad that he died, because now he can do everything he wants for me and forgiving my sin and taking me to heaven. And so there's two parts to the Christmas story, and Mr. Terry's class did it exactly right when he said we were looking at the Christmas story in the last term. I'm glad it wasn't just the shepherds being born and the shepherds and the wise men. I'm so glad you didn't stop there, because the true Christmas story also has him dying on the cross and the new life that we can have in him. That's the true and complete Christmas story. And we must not forget that. And so, boys and girls, I trust you have a wonderful Christmas next week. And I trust that each one of us has received the greatest gift of all. Not just Christ being born, but Christ saving us from our sin. Amen.